those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
And today, let's go, America. Happy 2026. Hello from Panama. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, January 17th, Mary.
I can't believe it.
We have already flipped the calendar, mm-hmm. and half the month is over. And folks, as this program transmits via satellite to our now 615 weekly stations across the USA, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show and our first live show of the new year. How exciting is that?
It's great to be back. Oh, and we are coming to you, and we're going to get all into it, but we are coming to you from Panama.
Oh, we absolutely
Panama
are.
City.
So since Mary and I last joined you live, we've certainly covered a lot of ground. We just transited the Panama Canal with our show partner, Region 7 Seas, and I have to say, what a great way to kick off the new year, for sure. We had such a great time doing that yesterday. There's a lot that has gone into planning this trip to make it a reality for us. But with America's 250th birthday happening, that's why you just heard the music you did, because we decided to kick off the year and our 2026 big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes by traveling from Miami to Los Angeles, not by plane, not by train, but by automobile, and, you know, not the by automobile.
No, not
but
by
we're
automobile.
Doing it by sea and by ship, yeah. And that means we're traveling through the Panama Canal.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking a lot about that over the next 2 hours. But it's great to be back on air with all of you listening across the country. We have been traveling since January 2nd, and I think if you've been following our social media or you've been listening to our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries, you already know a lot of this. We've covered a lot of ground over the past 2 weeks. We are traveling aboard Region newest ship, that is the Seven Seas Grandeur, beautiful ship. And since we've started this big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, we've covered all kinds of Caribbean islands. We've been to the Grand Cayman. There are a few people in the audience here. We had some nice bonding with some biking tours this week. That was an interesting tour. We've covered Jamaica. We've been to Aruba, back to Aruba. We love that island. Bonaire, Curacao, the ABC Islands. We spent time in Cartagena, Colombia. Then it was on to Costa Rica. And yesterday we transited the Panama Canal. And now we're back on the Pacific side of Panama. We still have another week to go. We'll be broadcasting next week from Cabo San Lucas. But we had a really interesting guest speaker narrating our journey yesterday. So he lives in Panama, and his name was Henry Tui. And I think he summed it up really well. He said that this is really the only place in the world, the Panama Canal, where you're crossing a continent through a mountain between two oceans.
Correct. You can touch
so
it.
So you can
day.
Touch it depending on which side you're going, the Atlantic and the Pacific.
And folks, listen, we're going to be sharing so much of these travels today with all of you, and next week as well, as Mary just said. Plus, you know, some of the Seven Seas Grandeur crew will be joining us here live on set. We already have the captain here, which we love. He's on time. He's ready for the B block that's coming up. But folks, we're once again under, really, we're experiencing firsthand why Regent is unrivaled at sea. We've absolutely had a great time traveling with them on this trip. We've engaged with so many interesting travelers and crew members. This is the same ship that we'll be back on later this year in October. Mm-hmm. And I mention that because there's only one or two suites left at this point. So if you're listening out there and you want to come travel with Mary and me and enjoy the Regent Seven Seas Grandeur, we want you to do that. We're going to be going to Malta, to Sicily. We're going to Lower Italy, Croatia. Montenegro, Greece, where the captain's from. He's all happy about that. We've got Turkey, all for 12 days. So if you want to give yourself or a loved one or a close friend a trip of a lifetime, go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top of the page, you will see the Regent banner. You click on it, make your deposit. Otherwise, you're going to be home at Halloween stuck listening to the show from us in Istanbul rather than being aboard with us for what really is going to be a bucket list trip ahead. So, Rudy, I know you've connected with us. Bobby, once again, has made the magic happen. How are you doing up there in Minnesota today?
Well, just fine. It's cold because it's January in Minnesota. That, and to talk about that is to say really nothing, absolutely.
Well, you're doing well, and you had a good holiday period.
I did, and I'm going to see my granddaughters in Bordeaux this weekend, so that will... They're chilly at 50, or they're not. Their mother is chilly at 50. But
off to France, Rudy goes.
It's a nice spring day. For
Bobby, all is working well there at the Network Command Center in Dallas?
It is. We've got no issues right now.
All right. I'm sorry about your Cowboys. It must be tough for you with no football for you right now.
I've gotten used to it for 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Quick mention. I would want to invite all of you to go to our show website today and vote in the latest travel polls. They're right there on the homepage for you. The first question, will you be traveling somewhere in the USA this year to celebrate America's 250? Easy yes or no answer. And then question two, does a trip through the Panama Canal interest you? And again, vote yes or no. Yeah, curious to see
anybody
the
who votes no, send us an email personally.
I looked at the initial results already. Yeah. So
we'll, all right. So we've got a lot to get to over our 2 hours today. We do call this the fastest 2 hours in travel. But the facts are this show would not be the success that it is. And it is a blessing. Whenever Mary and I are in Mass, it's something we always take very seriously and give thanks for. But, you know, without our affiliates across the country and you know, also, if this program wasn't reaching about 1.3 million people today, well, our sponsors wouldn't be with us either,
nope.
And Mary and I would be home talking
to
ourselves.
We would not be here.
And Rudy as well. But anyway, because we just had another bump in affiliate growth for the year, we need to say thank you and welcome a few new stations to our national network. It pushes us now to 615 weekly stations airing us across the USA, and thank you for all of that. So, Mary, you want to start us
off?
That's
right. All right. First up, a warm welcome and hello to all the listeners now hearing our show in Little Rock, Arkansas. The top talk station in that market is FM 102.9 KARN Radio, and they've added us to their lineup, and they're in DMA number 59.
We also want to share a big hello and thank you to AM 620 and FM 96.3 WVMT Radio in Burlington, Vermont, also a number one station. They're in DMA 93, and with the addition of Vermont, our team has now successfully affiliated this program in all 50 states. Vermont has been out there for like a couple of years, haven't been able to get it done. They finally did. Nice way to celebrate the holidays. It's another way for us to celebrate America's
250. Nice to have you all in Vermont. Yeah. All right, we're excited about that. Then we go to DMA number 74. Springfield, Missouri is also showing us some love. We say thank you and hello to AM 1340 and FM 92.3 KICK Radio, as well as another nearby station, AM 1090, FM 99.5, and FM 107.7 WCRA Radio.
We're going to try to get this last one in. And finally, and certainly, you know, at least for today, we want to welcome and say thanks to AM 1490 and FM 103.5 KYCA Radio in the Phoenix, Arizona area. That is DMA number 11. So we've got a little less than a minute left right now. I'm going to just throw, I think the big news that we've been following out there for our travel news roundtable, Allegiant Airlines buying Sun Country for $1.5 billion. I know, Rudy, that's a big airline in your part of the world. Yep. Mary, we had their COO on our Chief Travel Leader segment, Drew Wells, back in October. He was talking about what they're looking
to do. Well, this is going to allow, this is going to broaden them internationally because Sun Country goes to Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean. So, Allegiance domestic.
Listen, the airlines, they need the aircraft. We've seen it last year with Hawaiian and Alaska.
Yeah. And it's headquartered in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's right.
Yes, it is. So,
could be a good move.
They're not taking it to France, though, Rudy. So, all right, folks, after this quick sponsors break that we need to take, the captain of the Seven Seas Grandeur will join us as we get ready, you know, to talk about going through the Panama Canal and so much more with you. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, is back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Winter is the perfect time to invest in a new mattress, and you can do that very easily at helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, motion transfer issues, Helix has mattresses that can really help resolve those common sleep problems. Plus, they let you try your mattress for 120 nights risk-free as a trial. Rest easy with the Happy with Helix guarantee. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide with free shipping, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And let's go, America, as we now cruise into the guest portion of the program and begin our showcase segment for this B-Block live from Panama. We're broadcasting from Region 7 Seas Grandeur here on Deck 5, and we appreciate you being part of today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. This portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And when you think about what travel can cost these days and the challenges that you could face if or when something goes awry, packing a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry is one of the best things you can do for a successful trip.
You know, when travel plans go wrong, and it happens to all of us, a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, well, that can make things go right. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, just do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll have no issues after that. And you can also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. We shared last segment that we just navigated through the Panama Canal, and the person responsible for our successful passage is the captain, along with the members of his crew up on the bridge. This seems like a good place to start the show today. Joining us here live on set and ready to go on mic three is the captain of Seven Seas Grandeur, Aristides Merjanis. But friends and family know him as Captain Aris.
So, Captain Aris, thank you for coming down from the bridge to join us. It's been nice sailing with you and transiting the Panama Canal. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
It is a great pleasure to be here. First of all, allow me to welcome you, Robert and Mary, to the Region family, our team, furthermore, on the most luxurious ship ever built, the Seven Seas Grandeur. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
And it absolutely
thank
is.
You.
And you've got more coming. So I'm going to start off this way. You know, you graduated the Merchant Marine Academy in Greece 30 years ago in 1996.
Correct.
Had a successful career with multiple cruise lines. You've joined Regent Seven Seas nearly 12 years ago now in 2014. So the company's management clearly thinks very highly of you. You're the captain of their newest ship in the fleet, Seven Seas Grandeur, as we've said. I'd like to know if navigating the Panama Canal was a dream of yours. Is it a bucket list destination for most sea captains out there? And really, how challenging and satisfying do you find traveling through the canal?
It's exactly what you have mentioned. Definitely in a bucket list. Definitely it's a dream to come through for a colleague of mine, a sailor, a seaman, to go through the canal. Allow me to say that for a captain is a way to earn his stripes, to go successfully through the canal, and definitely it's an experience, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was indeed. This was a first for us. There are actually quite a few passengers on this ship who've done it before and continue to learn and like to do it again, and I can see us doing this again. So we've done multiple river cruises in Europe, so you have the lock system, of course. It's nothing like this at all, but it's a similar system. We had an issue. We were doing a broadcast one time from the Danube River, and the lockmaster alerted the captain that they wanted us to pass through the lock, and it caused a few issues, as I'm sure you can imagine. We'll talk about that off air, but we no longer, that's why we didn't do anything yesterday other than just enjoy the crossing. But how much control do you have over the ship through the Panama Canal? And I think our listeners would like to hear a little bit about who comes on board from the Panama authorities to help you get through it.
Mm-hmm. So early in the morning, as soon as we have arrived at the pilot station on the agreed time, the pilot comes on board together with the authorities, the Panama Canal, as we call him, harbor master, Of course, the Panama crew, that they are responsible to make fast to connect the ship while we're going through the canal with the locomotives. And as the captain, I work very closely with the pilot who is on the bridge during the crossing, and together we cooperate to have a safe and timely transit through the canal.
Well, we absolutely did. Yeah. I think our listeners would be interested to know who haven't done this. You know, although there's just one Panama Canal, there are actually two distinct sets of locks, right? I mean, there's the original set of locks, so we just navigated through one of those, and that's because Seven Seas Grandeur, it's a smaller ship, holds about 750 passengers, so we could go through the original set of locks. But as part of the 2016 expansion a decade ago, there's a third set of locks that was created for cargo and cruise ships, you know, allowing for the two-way traffic. But explain briefly how that all works back to our listeners in the U.S.
You know, as I said, going through the Panama Canal is definitely a challenge, take a lot of effort, knowledge, experience, cooperation. Considering that you've met some people for the very first time in your life, I mean, the team that comes on board from the Panama Canal side, the pilot, the Panama crew, and you need to be very careful, very clear, very much in detail to cooperate, open communication. It's very important, and to ensure, as I said already, a timely and safely transit through the canal. Right. So there is an assigned, if I may say, side that we go through the canal. And we go through, we connect the locomotives, safety first. We always take all the safety precautions. We keep a safe speed. And with the assistance of the locomotives, we go through the canal. It is a great experience, yeah, indeed.
Something people have to go experience.
That I was ready to say, definitely, it really worth everybody to at least once in their life to right. view the transit of the
Absolutely.
Canal.
Absolutely. So I want to go back to something you said earlier about it's really a way to earn your stripes as a captain. And what are some things that you think about or you anticipate ahead of time when you know you're taking a ship through the Panama Canal? What are you thinking about in terms of challenges that could arise?
You know, in general, in every port around the world, furthermost, going through the Panama Canal, big consideration has to do with the weather, the wind. We really squeeze, if I may say, ourselves through the canal. The distance between the ship and the side of the lock on a vessel as the Seven Seas Grandeur is half of a meter, which is 1.5 feet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there is not a lot of room for mistakes. So considering the weather always is it's something that we need to be very careful and something that we really need to take care in advance.
So, yeah, all right, you know, so since the election of President Trump just over a year ago, right, there's been a lot of attention from the administration back in Washington and our country about putting on the Panama Canal, you know, particularly who should be operating it, more importantly, who shouldn't be operating it. So I'm not going to take you or put you on a spot and take you down a political discussion because that's not what we're here for. But, you know, I am curious to know, from a military standpoint, are military ships, when they go through the Panama Canal, does their movement, you know, have any impact on the schedule of cruise ships in terms of being able to transit the canal?
Actually, they don't. The Navy ships are falling under a category in general of a ship with the rule of thumb, if I may say, is first come, first serves.
Right.
So it's not that they get any specific priority versus the other merchant ships. So they're going to come, they're going to communicate in advance their estimated time of arrival. And afterwards, they're going to follow the schedule, meaning the date and the time that they're going to go through based on the instructions they will receive from the Panama Canal authorities.
Okay, we're going to switch gears and talk a little Athens with you because, all right, because we know we talked earlier in the week, and maybe you'll be taking us again on the Seven Seas aboard the Grandeur in October, hopefully, from Malta to Athens. But you live there with your wife in the area, not too far from the port, so it's certainly convenient for you. Mm-hmm. Give us a few hidden gems or reasons to visit Athens.
You know, Athens is a city that combines everything of a person who would like to visit, starting from many archaeological interest that you can visit, the Parthenon, the Acropolis Museum, and so many others. Great scenery, very nice nightlife, so a lot of option and choices.
Well, I hope that we're together because we're going to enjoy that. So,
promise, it's an official statement. If we're going to be together, I will definitely take you out and show you around.
Well, we're going to do that. All right, so we're under a minute now. Bobby's going to take control back in Dallas. So you have a way of signing off. Since this segment is coming to the end, I want our listeners around the country to hear, you know, when you do your reports from the bridge, you have a very unique way. So why don't you just go ahead and say what you say on the ship to the country?
Yes. Looking forward to see you around the ship. Bye for now. Bridge out.
There we go.
Folks. We love that.
Great way to end.
That is a great way.
Thank you.
And it makes us laugh every time we see that. It really is. All right. Well, right now, folks, we need to take a timeout for a sponsor message. That is coming up. We've got the bottom of the hour break. Stations will go into commercial break now at the bottom of the hour. We are coming back, though. We still have 80% of the show to go. Up next, we're going to share some of our travels to Bon Air that happened. And we want you to stick with us because today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles from Panama. Well, we're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's Go America, and hello again from Panama. Mary and I are traveling with show partner Regent for the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. We're aboard Seven Seas Grandeur, and we're transmitting back to the USA live using Starlink.
Yes, and back in November, Robert and I visited the ABC Islands as part of the big Let's Go America tour, New York City to Miami. And the B in the ABCs represents Bonaire, and we were so impressed with the simplicity and beauty of this Dutch Caribbean island that during a return trip last week, we decided to tour the South Loop of Bonaire with local guides Bettina Schluter and Jaya Santiago, and hear some of that conversation.
So, Bettina, we're standing here at the beautiful lagoon. Back in November, Mary and I were here for a visit. We knew we had to cover Bonaire, just such a beautiful area. We were in Bonaire's capital then. It's filled with such an array of local shops and cafes, friendly people. I want you to right now give folks listening back in America that are going to hear this interview what, you know, you most enjoy about the town that you think our listeners would as well. And I'm talking about the port town of Kralendijk, that's your capital.
Yeah, I think it is very cozy. It is not so big. You have, from the first second, you have a good overview over downtown. We have nice shops also for souvenirs, but also for clothes. you find every day something new. It is not that you know after 2 minutes everything. And especially our restaurants.
And the friendly people that are here are just amazing, are they not?
All people are friendly, and that is interesting because they are always friendly, not when there is a cruise ship. They are always friendly, and we greet each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody is greeting. That is really very, very positive, and that I love very much.
And lots of locally made items at the craft market as well, which I really appreciated, all made on Bonaire, not to mention the salt. So let's talk about the salt. People can get salt if they want to go home with it as a souvenir. You took us to the southern loop today of the island. We saw the salt flats. Just interesting history and really visually beautiful. Talk about the importance of the salt flats from a tourism standpoint.
Yeah, the salt flats are directly close to our history. The Dutch came already in the year 1626, and the salt was the reason. And 10% of our income comes from the salt, of course. The main income is the tourism. It is also very, very nice for us that we can show the salt production with the pink water, the natural pink water, the different watercolors. Nobody has an idea how different watercolors can be, and that you can see. And at the end, you can take a salt crystal at home as souvenir.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. So, Jaya, I want to ask you, you grew up in Aruba, one of the sister ABC islands, and you left Aruba to come here to Bonaire, where you now live and work, and illustrate some of the differences between maybe the Aruba and Curaçao, the other islands here, and versus Bonaire, and why Bonaire is a nice getaway.
Well, the difference is that Bonaire is like very quiet. You have tranquility, and it's in Aruba and Curaçao is very busy. So that's a very huge difference, and a lot of people like the quietness. You can go to the sun, to the beach, very relaxing, and everything like that.
So I've got to go back to Bettina, to you on this, because you were talking about the salt, and our listeners in America may be interested to know. So Cargill is the company here that is helping to bring salt to America. They have the rights for that. We saw the production and so forth going, and that's very interesting. But let's talk about also something else we saw, the flamingos. Okay, the flamingos, I want you to talk a little bit about them and how important they are. 17,000, I believe you said, that are here. And then also Goto Lake, that's at the other end of the island, very different than where we are today.
Yeah, 17,000 flamingos we have at the breeding place when it is breeding time. During the year, we have less because the flamingos, the Caribbean flamingo, by the way, the biggest of the world, and we have also the most colorful flamingo because our shrimps and crabs, the main food of the flamingos, have more beta carotene than somewhere else, and that is the reason we can have the biggest flamingos
right.
And also the most colorful flamingos. And they come from breeding also, for breeding also from the other islands, because we have one of four breeding places for the Caribbean flamingo. And at Goto Lake in the north of the island, it's a small salt lake, and there you can see the flamingos very close. In the south, you see a lot of flamingos, or you can see a lot of flamingos, but sometimes they are a little bit more far away. And Goto Lake, that is special, that you see also, do have the chance to see the flamingos very close.
Bettina, if you had to sum up Bonaire in just a few words to entice visitors to come, what would it be?
Bonaire is the best place for relaxation when you are stressed. There's just one place on this world, and that is Bonaire. After a week, you have the feeling you did vacation for already 4 weeks.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you. Bettina and Jaya, it was great spending time with you on Bonaire today. Thank you for your hospitality.
Yeah, you are welcome.
Thank you.
All right, well, as we bring you back live in Panama, everyone, you can find so much information on the beautiful island of Bonaire, which, as we said, is the B in the ABC Islands, at BonaireToursAndVacations.com. And now between our live remote back in November from Aruba, Mary, the showcase we did in Curaçao mm-hmm. with Helion Moss yeah. during that broadcast, combined with what we just did with Bettina and Jay on Bonaire, we have spread the love across the
have.
ABCs.
We love those ABC Islands. All right, we're heading into a brief sponsors break. Show friend Ann Madison from from Clio in Florida. We'll check in next with Rudy. And in 9 minutes, Robert and I will introduce you to a legendary maitre d' here on The Grandeur. And we're going to talk a little olive oil. Stay with us, everyone.
The world of travel never stops. And you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show as we return stateside while Robert and Mary get ready for the next segment coming up. After sharing some of Bonaire with all of us, we're going to talk about where the big Let's Go America Tour Miami to LA began and the impact of the cruise industry on Florida. Meanwhile, this portion of the award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. It's a new year. How about a new you? With Robert and Mary broadcasting live down in Panama today on this big Let's Go America tour, Miami to L.A., I'm sure they'd agree that the rigors of travel can wear on all of us, but we want to help you stop aches and pains or other symptoms from inflammation in our bodies. We've got the solution. It's called Relief Factor, a 100% natural research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches, pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and it's trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their pain, back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, including general muscle aches and pains. You can try it for yourself this year by ordering a 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, or you can find us always a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Bonaire.com by looking under sponsors. Well, the cruise industry is indeed a huge industry. I don't know if you haven't been a cruise ship aficionado, if you realize how large it is. Ann Madison is the Senior Vice President with the Cruise Line International Association, commonly called CLIA, the Cruise Line International Association. She joins us. Ann, welcome to the show. Let me just preempt you by saying, because I know from your website, three of the five largest ports in the U.S. for cruisers are Miami, Port Canaveral, and Port Everglades in Florida, Galveston, Texas, and Seattle in Washington. Florida really dominates, doesn't it?
It is the number one cruise market in the world, whether you're talking embarkations or just visits.
And the numbers are just astounding. How many people embark on a cruise in America every year?
Well, you have out of United States, you have about 15 million cruisers.
That's extraordinary. What did you say, cruisers or cruises? Cruisers.
Cruisers.
People.
Right. People that are cruising.
Unbelievable. 15 million is a huge number.
It is an absolute huge number that's coming out of the United States, and the majority of those are coming out of Florida because Florida is the gateway to everything in the Caribbean and other places.
And obviously the money they spend, you know, supports the cruise lines, but there's a massive, how should I put it, sort of behind-the-scenes economy that serves this industry, isn't there? Can you describe that to us?
Well, it's really a supply chain that provides jobs, provides opportunities, and helps to keep communities vibrant. So it's not just the passenger spending. In fact, the most that you get from the economy is from the cruise line operations themselves.
And that means providing fuel for the cruise ships, food, et cetera.
Well, this happens everywhere. But Florida, yes, absolutely. And it happens everywhere. There's local procurement that's happening. There's supplies that happen, whether you're on an embarkation from a port or you are visiting a port. But the biggest impact comes from those ports that are handling both embarkations and transit visits.
And, of course, there are people getting paid, too, which contributes to a local economy.
Well, it's $12 billion in Florida in salaries and wages, so I'd say that's a pretty good paycheck.
I'd say. Now, there was a while there where cruising was having some problems, but I'm gathering now that it's almost a case of you've got to book a year ahead.
Well, you really do, and most people do book a year ahead, and sometimes they'll book two or three cruises every year. And now's the time. It's wave season.
And what does wave season mean?
So wave season is really the most exciting part of booking a cruise because it's when you are booking for the newest itineraries, the newest ships, and the rest of the crew or the fleet, which is also fantastic because cruise has probably the youngest fleet of all ships ever. They are about 14 years old. That is a young, young fleet, and every ship is exciting and new, and there's a diverse offering.
And there are a couple of curious things to me. There are people sometimes who cruise like almost all year, and there are people who must be on the inaugural cruise of a new cruise ship. What's with that?
Yeah, I'm one of those people, and I don't always get the opportunity. But there is that group, and there are tried and true that will sail on the same ship every single time they book, and others that will add the new ships and want to try out everything new. But they still have their old, you know, set of other types of trips and itineraries that they want to experience.
Those folks are the pros. I'm the amateur. Ann Madison is a Senior Vice President with Cruise Lines International Association. Ann, carry on. I'm glad the industry is booming.
Thank you so much. Sail on.
I will. Thank you. I'm in Minnesota in the winter. Sailing on is a phrase I'm having a hard time getting my mind around, but thank you.
Time to book.
Indeed. Up next, Robert and Mary return live from aboard Regent's Seven Seas Grandeur as the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, continues. Don't touch that dial, as I say. We'll be right back with more Travel Talk.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And Let's Go America. Mary and I welcome all of you back to our live broadcast from Panama. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, has us aboard the Seven Seas Grandeur. And this portion of the program is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And part of the reason we're traveling today is because America is turning 250 this year. So whether your interests include our main streets, monuments, music cities, or mountains, America is not something to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
However you decide to celebrate America this year, folks, our friends at Colette have been guiding travelers across the USA for over a century now. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. So go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great and travel unforgettable. You can go to GoColette.com/United States for more information and show specials, or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. The maitre d' can make a world of difference in a restaurant, whether on land or here at sea. They're the head of the house, responsible for the entire front house of a dining venue, and then some. The maitre d' of the Compass Rose, which is the main dining room here on Seven Seas Grandeur, does it with warmth, personality, and flair. Let's welcome George Cairo, and he's here live on set on Mic 3.
So, George, thanks for being part of today's live broadcast. Back to America.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and hi to everyone. And I'm representing as well the team.
Yes, you are. So, you absolutely are. There's no question about it. So, you know, Mary and I have encountered many maitre d's through our travels over the years. Some very good ones, some think they're very good, right? Okay. So since we partnered with Regent Seven Seas, we've heard a lot about you, and I'm glad that our schedules matched up, that we've been able to cruise with you on this trip. You're in a class... you're a class of your own. You really are. So, you know, I want you to share what this role means to you and how you approach it each time you welcome guests to the restaurant each evening.
Well, it's, everything starts from the beginning. You know, I love what I do, no doubt about, and after 38 years being at sea. I mean, I don't even call this a job, to be honest with you. It's a natural thing, what I do. And
don't tell Regent that, because we know they're listening. Yeah.
and then is excited. It's a job what I'm into, very excited, learning many things from people from all over the world, and they're all coming here. I have a very young, exciting crew what really try to do the best, you know, and then I'm on the front of the line. And we try to deliver every day what we know best. And
very humble about it, too.
Yeah, you are humble. You do have a very good team, and you're responsible for that team. But, you know, I think I can speak for anyone who has ever come across you, George, and any of their sailings with Regent. Watching you work that dining room, it's like watching a dance. You really are truly gifted and really good at what you do. But I want to switch gears a little bit because I want to talk olive oil. I think this may surprise some people listening and maybe some other guests here on board who don't know. Robert, everyone knows you're Sicilian. All our listeners know this. He loves a good Sicilian olive oil. I also like good Italian olive oil. You're from Portugal. You were born in Lisbon.
Yes.
So tell our listeners what you do when you're not on Regent, what your family does.
When I'm not in Regent, is another passion what I have. And I'm a lucky boy in this planet because, you know, wherever I am, I do things what I love. You know, when I'm on board, as we said, do whatever I like to do. And thank you for the compliment. I take that. And when I'm at home, I'm between with my cousin, you know, the family business. You know, we take care of the farmings, and then, you know, we produce what the family wants to produce, the best of the olive oil, you know, we can provide.
Well, let's talk about that, because, you know, to show how much that you mean to this cruise line and the quality of your olive oil, Regent offers in Compass Rose, which is the main dining room here, your family olive oil, you know, on the ship. You can actually try that. We had that the other night. And is olive oil kind of like a wine to you, George? I mean, do you try to make it a little better every year?
Well, olive oil, I must say, yes, is similar to the wine with a different purpose. The wine, you know, you drink a bottle, you're happy right away, and you enjoy. You drink another one. Olive oil. We go to the health benefits, what it does. I know many people today, more and more, they really look into that. And this is something what I do, and I do something good for people, because pure olive oil, what we serve, it does a very good benefit, you know, health benefit.
There's no question
absolutely
about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've traveled around the world at least three times cruising. I'm curious how all the travel and engaging with other cultures and people from all over the world affects you and what you take away from it.
That's why, you know, this is everything starts from that. You know, 30 years ago when I started, of course, I started, you know, from deck boy, dishwasher, cleaner, and then waiter, assistant waiter, maître d', restaurant manager. I did all. So, and then it comes the best part, what is the what I mentioned, to meet people from all over the world, you know, guests and crew members as
well. George, it is the people that you meet and so forth. It's what we love about travel the most. And this is an example of it right here amongst the three of us, because meeting you has been a highlight of the cruise. And,
truly.
I mean it sincerely. So unfortunately, we need to wrap the end of the hour. So thank you very much. It was a great way to do that. Thank you for joining us today. And we appreciate all your hospitality, okay?
Right.
Thank you very much.
So folks, listen, these first 60 minutes of the show have just flown on by. That's going to do it for hour one of the program today. Hour two, well, you know what that means. If hour one is wrapping, hour two is coming right behind this. Jamaica's Minister of Tourism will start us off. Mary and I had an opportunity to spend some time with him. We're going to also share an in-depth look at the Panama Canal. We have some show friends on board they'll check in with, and a lot more. So today's January 17th live broadcast in our big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. We'll continue after these top-of-the-hour messages. Keep those radios locked in. Or also, you can catch the show anytime through the Listen Live button or the archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.